Hello, everyone. This is Danielle Albrecht, the independent educator, coming to you after 2 months of no podcasts. And I will tell you that I love talking about teaching, but the last 2 months I have been speechless. I have been stirring in my own thoughts of uncertainty and what in the world is going to happen with this school year. But I am back. And I will say that after a full week back in my classroom, no students, but surrounded by my colleagues in a socially distant way where we're all wearing our masks and having group meetings via Zoom when possible, I am excited for this school year, and I'm eager to share what's going on with me and maybe share some of that excitement to you guys as well. So let's get started. Today I'm going to talk about kind of the road ahead. I want to tell you how I got that excitement back in my belly to teach again. And that's always that test that I love what I do, because if I start dreaming a little bit and it excites me and I physically can tell that there's energy of good and positivity, that's what I want to share with you guys in all of these uncertain times. That's what I want to get across. In the last 2 months, I've had a lot of discussions about education, but nothing that I felt I could turn into my podcast. I've been learning a lot about Black Lives Matter. I've been educating on how to be a better ally. I've been reading how to be an anti-racist. I've been doing work outside of the typical realm of educational work that I normally do, but none of that I felt that I could share on a podcast, and maybe it's good to take a break from some of those things. But I want to share some reflections I've had over this past week, and maybe for those of you who haven't had gone back to work yet, this might help you look forward to being back in the swing of things as well. This week, I was able to have conversations about education, not just about online education and safety and, you know, what's going to happen, but about where we're going regarding this political season. I was able to have a really good talk with in small groups, but also as a whole department, about where we see the political election going. How do we talk to our students of all ages regarding this really tough time? Because when you turn on the news, you might see so many different perspectives, which is a good thing. But what are our students going to bring to the table, and how are they going to challenge us regarding these topics? And it was so nice to talk to my colleagues and be able to share our opinions, because then I feel more empowered when I do talk to my own students and talk to other stakeholders that, you know, I've rehearsed and thought about it deeply and used other opinions and used other words that my colleagues can share with me to solidify my opinion and to do right by various groups and to do more right than wrong, for sure. And that's really something that I couldn't do over the summer. So being back in the swing of things, back at work, I was able to do this. And that was awesome. And this is, you know, the first 5 days of work. This feels very good. I also want to share that this week, I was able to really think about last spring and what happened from March on. We've called it survival mode. And I think in my previous podcast, I've referred to it as just, you know, it's not really online education. We were just trying to do the best we can. And the more I think back on that time, I was not enjoying the process. I really struggled with the online stuff. My colleagues did far better than I did in dealing with the adversity at that time and dealing with the change of modality as compared to my work. I felt like I'd lost most of my strengths as a teacher. I wasn't able to use the energy and pull off my students' energy and keep them interested in it. I saw a lot of students disconnect from learning, and you know, the sadness was really hard to digest, and I recognize that now. And if you're listening to this as an educator, that might be something for you to think about yourself. I'm allowing myself that I wasn't my best self from March on. I was still, I think by most means, very present, very much on top of my work, emailing, grading, doing all the things that it means to do my job. But what I was missing was that joy in my job. I wasn't really thinking in new ways. I wasn't trying to be innovative. And I can say that in this week, even today, some really cool ideas have been popping in my head of ways to say, you know what, this is an opportunity this year to maybe change the things that I've done wrong in the past, maybe not reinvent the wheel, but look at my bad habits as a teacher, and that online could be a way to break those bad habits. For instance, one of my issues with my own teaching that I've reflected on in podcasts as well is that I feel like I've been too much, I spoon feed information and don't put as much on the students to do their own work and their own inquiry as I wish I did. And I think that this situation where I'm going to be starting teaching online, at least until September 1st or 2nd, allows me time to set the stage where homework's going to matter more, not graded like I've talked about in the past, but they have to do that asynchronous stuff to supplement what I'm going to do in the classroom, because we just simply don't have enough time to cover it all with our limited time via Zoom or live classes. So I'm going to, from day one, put more on the students, but formulating really good resources that seem logical to the students to, you know, read something relevant, watch something relevant, and review something relevant. And I'm actually going to use that over and over again with my students is, you know, what's homework? I love that question. Is there any homework? What's homework? Well, every single time they're going to have a three-part homework. They're going to have to read, watch, and review. And there's going to, and so populating some really cool ways to review, practice problems, watch a video, review their notes. It can vary. I can find some cool, you know, ways to do that. It doesn't always have to be cookie cutter. But in the work I've seen with online education is knowing what to expect is a really nice formula for students. Within that, you know, I still have to have my fun tricks and new ways to be innovative. But I think that framework is going to work well with this new opportunity to, again, break habits that, you know, students in the past got away without reading. And, you know, if I am very intentional about what they read, a fun article, you know, a cool, you know, song lyrics that link to a concept that we're doing, a Planet Money podcast that directly relates to two concepts I'm teaching this unit. And, you know, if they can find ways to further their understanding, so not only am I talking about in class or showing them a new graph in economics or a cultural norm, you know, around the world, but then they find an article or see an article where it extends that thinking, that's where I think I'm going to get to new levels of understanding. And I think that those stories are going to matter to our students. And I'm hoping that that makes me break those bad habits. And again, I'm trying to take something that, you know, I'd love to be in the same classroom with all of my students, just like old times. No masks, no socially distance, all the normal jokes and shared foods and shared moments like normal. That's not going to happen. And so I'm trying to make the most out of something there. Another thing I've already looked at is how to do less is more. We realized that last spring that we can't cover the same amount of information. And so I've evaluated how to optimize the time we will have together, the space we have for learning, not in a physical space, but in a, all right, we have time allotted for interactions. And I'm realizing that, for instance, in my entrepreneurial studies class, I've always done two big projects leading up to Shark Tank. Well, this year it's going to be one. One project, a little bit more time to add detail to it, and then more time to do their Shark Tank will get me the results that I want. And I think in the end, we'll maybe even get better results out of them to not rush through things and to be very intentional about our time. And so I'm really excited to work on that. And I predict that a future episode will be about my first business project that I have in the works for my entrepreneurial studies class. And I'm also working on connections, right? How can people, now that we're using this virtual platform and we're more savvy with it, how can I bring in guest lecturers via Zoom? How can I bring in experts and how can I share their opinion in ways that I maybe didn't do as much when they'd have to come to campus and, you know, check in at the front desk and do all these other steps that now, you know, I can check their schedule in advance and say, hey, are you free at this time? Could you Zoom with my class and talk about this, this, and this? And so far, I've had amazing responses from people that are working from home and have time for this and are also wanting to give back in ways that and connect in new ways that they may have not done in recent memory. Ultimately, I think the best thing that has happened this week, and I mentioned a little bit before, but I've been dreaming again. And I'm not talking about when I'm in bed. I'm talking about I'm thinking of new ways to bring us forward and to push the envelope in ways not just bogged down in details of, you know, when am I going to schedule a test date and how is this going to work when students come back and, you know, where's this hand sanitizer and where's my mask? That stuff's not exciting to me, but I'm dreaming about how to make what I do better. And I'm dreaming up ideas of how to work with this new reality that there's a lot of uncertainty. But I'm going to have a group of students in a week that are ready to do something again. They're going to be ready to engage. And so if I can start off the year with excitement, care, all of that should be something that I think sets us off for an awesome school year. And I really hope to make it as best as we can. And so I'm happy to report I'm out of my funk. And if you've missed my podcast, I'm back. And hopefully this will be a sign of things to come that I have time and I have energy to share what I'm doing with others. Thanks for your continued support. And if you're an educator about to go back into the trenches and into that front line of work, please remember that our students need us. We need them. And we're going to make the most of the situation one way or another. And if you need any support, I'm here for you. So thanks for listening.